This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. More than 1,000 people demonstrated on Saturday in Australia's biggest cities of Sydney and Melbourne to protest against the government's climate change policies and the strategies it offered at a UN climate summit in Glasgow, Scotland. Sydney's first legal protest after a months-long COVID-19 lockdown saw again roughly 1,000 people march in support of Global Action Day for Climate Justice, a worldwide movement mobilized during the COP26 meeting now taking place. Australia reached on Saturday a full inoculation rate of 80% of those aged 16 and older, which Prime Minister Scott Morrison called a magnificent milestone on the path to becoming one of the world's most vaccinated countries against COVID-19. Once a champion of a COVID zero strategy to manage the pandemic, the country of 25 million has moved towards living with the virus through extensive vaccinations, as the Delta variant has proven too infectious to suppress. If a multi-ethnic Bosnia is pushed towards disintegration, that will inevitably have an impact on other unresolved conflicts in the Western Balkans, such as that between Serbia and Kosovo. That's what Bosnia's peace envoy told Reuters on Saturday. German politician Christian Schmidt, who is international high representative in Bosnia, said this week that the peace deal that ended the country's war in the 1990s was at risk of unraveling unless the international community took measures to stop Serb separatists. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 99 people were killed and more than 100 injured in the capital of Sierra Leone late on Friday when a fuel tanker exploded following a collision. That's what local authorities said. Fuel still appeared to be leaking from the wrecked tanker on Saturday morning as police and soldiers tried to clear large crowds of onlookers from the street. Former British Prime Minister John Major on Saturday attacked fellow Conservative Boris Johnson's handling of a corruption row, calling the conduct shameful and saying this could undermine his popularity. Johnson was forced to make an embarrassing U-turn after he abandoned plans pushed through Parliament to protect a lawmaker found to have broken lobbying rules. China's state news agency Xinhua lauded President Xi Jinping on Saturday as a tireless, selfless, and scholarly servant of the people, ahead of a key meeting of the ruling Communist Party that is expected to further cement his authority. Xi is a man of determination and action, a man of profound thoughts and feelings, a man who inherited a legacy and dares to innovate, Xinhua said. In India, New Delhi residents woke up on Friday under a blanket of smog darkening the city, the most dangerous air pollution of the year after Diwali revelers defied a fireworks ban during India's annual Hindu Festival of Lights. New Delhi has the worst air quality of all world capitals, but even by its poor standards, Friday's reading was really bad. The price for celebrating India's biggest festival in the noisiest and smokiest way. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern welcomed signs from the United States of a bigger engagement in the Indo-Pacific region, saying in an interview that her government has mature ties with China that allow for disagreement. Ardern will host an online summit next week of leaders from the Asia-Pacific, including the United States, China, and Japan, to discuss how the region can recover from the COVID-19 pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis. In the U.S., Democrats rescue President Joe Biden's faltering domestic agenda, passing a giant infrastructure package that is one of the pillars of his $3 trillion economic vision. This after rebel moderates had earlier blocked a vote on his social welfare expansion. Again, for more on these and other stories, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.